Kansas judge scraps several pro-life laws before being sworn into state Supreme Court. By Catherine Hamilton on August 4, 2026. A district court judge in Kansas issued an order on Monday blocking several pro-life laws before he was sworn into the state Supreme Court. K. Christopher J. Aram, who was a Johnson County District Court judge at the time of the decision, blocked several laws, including the 24-hour waiting period for abortions, a requirement for abortionists to survey women about their reasons for seeking an abortion, and requiring them to provide information about abortion pill reversal, and requiring doctors to listen to the baby's heartbeat 30 minutes before an abortion, the Kansas City Star reported. J. Aram had blocked some of the laws in the earlier stages of court proceedings in 2023 after Hodson Nasser, Planned Parenthood Great Plains, and another abortion clinic brought the lawsuit against the state. He handed down the ruling on the eve of a primary election where Kansas voters will decide on a constitutional amendment that would change the process of how the state selects Supreme Court justices. The amendment would switch the process to a direct election, according to the report. In his ruling, he called pregnancy an intimate health care condition and called the pro-life laws draconian, according to the report. His decision largely drew on an older decision from the state Supreme Court upholding a supposed constitutional right to abortion. Because a woman's right to bodily autonomy, including her right to decide whether to terminate or to continue a pregnancy, is fundamental, the court concludes, given the overwhelming evidence adduced at trial, that the state's rationale and legislative schemes simply do not, in significant part, survive constitutional scrutiny, J. Aram wrote. The Kansas Attorney General's office had argued that the pro-life laws were necessary to allow women to understand their options before having an abortion. Attorney General Chris Kobach did not respond to the outlet's request for comment by the time of publication. Mackenzie Ayers, a spokesperson for Kansans for Life, criticized the ruling. By striking down the Woman's Right to Know Act, the court has stripped away common-sense protections that had been in place for nearly 30 years and helped ensure women received the information they needed before making a life-altering decision, leaving them even more vulnerable to a predatory abortion industry that consistently puts its own profits ahead of women, Ayers said. In Kansas, abortions are legal before 22 weeks of pregnancy, with exceptions for the life of the mother or for serious health threats. Kansas voters voted against a proposed constitutional amendment in 2022 that would have stripped protections for abortion from the state constitution. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.